Chairman. This is going to be the cost of applying for the allocation of the Orvis identifier, which is distinct from the cost of marking the identifier on the rolling stock. So the cost of applying for an Orvis number is something that will be dealt with under the regulations and under the fee schedule, which is part of the regulations. You're going to ask me how much is that going to cost? And as of today, I can't tell you, because that's a decision which the supervisory authority makes as the protocol enters into force. Having said that, it will be nominal. We're absolutely clear that there's not going to be a material cost for obtaining that Orvis number from the international registry. Then as far as the, once you have the number, it then has to be marked on the rolling stock, and there is a cost for doing that. And that's just a physical cost depending on what it is. Now, I know, for example, for plates, we've actually gone into the market to see what kind of cost there would be for plates. If they're at a serious quantity, then you're probably talking about somewhere between 2 and 3 euros a plate. But again, it's not material. But of course, there is the cost of attaching the plate onto the rolling stock. That will be attached, as we discussed before, potentially in different ways. It could be welded, it could be nailed, it could be screwed on, it could be put on with an adhesive or whatever. I cannot predict what that cost will be. The important thing is that unless it's agreed otherwise between the parties to any contract, then it's the applicant, the person who wants that number on the side of the wagon, who has to carry the cost, whatever it is. Most likely in practice, if it's a creditor and a debtor, the creditor says, I'm lending you the money, dear operator, and this is one of the conditions of the financing, and you will carry the cost. But it will be agreed between the parties. And again, I don't anticipate it will be material.